have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yes, indeed. It's Thursday, and we are thankful. What a beautiful song to lead us in on today. Hello, my sister girls. How are you? I pray that all is going well. Don't forget that this is a place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. You have reached the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry. There's so many things that we have access to, and we deprive ourselves. I want to talk about some of those things. How we support each other and how we can empower self and others. So before we get into that, let us go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, we come to thank you for your goodness and kindness always. We don't want to, of course, take any of your kindness for granted, but as we face our reality, we know that we do. So please forgive us for that, Lord, and help us to be tuned in. Help us to be plugged in and help us to realize just how good you've been. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for this podcast. And we thank you for everyone attached to it. We pray blessings upon each individual, especially the producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. We want to give a shout out and thanksgiving to you for our Elation family. So, of course, it's so many of us, and we all are doing the work of what you have given to us to do. So we thank you, Lord, for this blessed place and space, and for the ears that hear us, the hearts that receive us, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen. God is good, guys, and he is good when all of the time. Amen. So as this being a place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes, I do want to drop my email address to you right into here if you'd like to correspond with me. You can. And you can send that email to me at LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. So if you get a pushback, just know that there's a lot of people reaching out to that email. Not that I'm that popular. It's just that for some reason, there's a lot of things going on. So I'm constantly clearing it out. And every Thursday, I'm reminded, you got to clear it out again and again. But do reach out to me there. And it holds it for a while, but I'm going to clear it out again. I'm sure I need to. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And as we look at today, the National Day for Today is very interesting because of what it is. I went to the supermarket today and I started staring at these crinkle fries. Now, I'm not a big french fry eater, but there are two kinds of fries I like, either the MD, the MCD fries. Everybody loves those who love fries. And the crinkle fries, wherever they come from, for some reason, seem like crinkle fries tend to be better. Well, I was staring at these fries today, and I was trying to decide if I wanted to buy those fries, and I decided not to. Came home and checked it out. Today is National French Fry Day. That is so interesting to me because I don't pause and stare at anything like that, really. I'm going to either get it or not, but I stood there and looked at those fries for about a minute trying to decide, do I want these fries? Let's see, how many calories are these fries? How much they cost? All of that. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it today. So, on National French Fry Day, you know, go and fry you up some fries. I have potatoes, so I could do that, but not really into them that much. And also, on tomorrow, it's National Bastille Day. For all of the military interests and things of that nature, it is that day. So I'm giving you a head start. If you want to do something, take part in parades or whatever's going on in your area, you can do that. All righty then. Having said that, I'd like to always consult my Bible. And I was bringing a Bible to my space. And I said, no, I already have one there. I have them in several places in the house, but that means nothing. Don't get impressed. That means nothing unless we crack them open, read them, and or study them. That's when it means something, right? Just having it there doesn't mean anything. A person dying of thirst could have water in the same house, but if they're unable to move to go get that water, they're still going to die from thirst. Hello? You know that's right, right? Okay. So you have to be able to get to it and to crack it open. I want to give you this positive word on today. And I'm looking in the psalm, because the psalm always have great things for me to read about, because the psalmist who loved the Lord always had something good to say to God and for God's people. The Bible tells us here, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And because you might not be oppressed, trust me, there are people in the world who are oppressed. If I can roll back the time, I want to say about maybe 15 years ago. When was Hurricane Katrina? About 15 years ago, or 20, I felt oppressed. And I was oppressed because I was in a situation that I could not do anything about. And there was a person that was kind of like in charge of certain things concerning me. They had a very heavy hand on top of me and things concerning me. So I felt oppressed. Oh, my God. And people are feeling oppressed because they can't do any better at the moment. Well, I want you to know, here's good news. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And when I tell you, the Lord brought me out. And the song says, he'll bring you out. Yes, he will. So trust God. That is my positive nugget for you today. And if you're not in an oppressed situation, praise God. If you're not in an oppressed situation, give him thanks. But also remember those who might be going through as you intercede in prayer. Who are the intercessors? Everyone can be an intercessor to some degree. Everyone can pray for someone else. Everyone can stand in the gap for those who may not seem to have a voice in the matter that they're walking in enough faith to get their prayer through, even though God sees and knows, and he yet answers. But he does want us to intercede on behalf of those who are less fortunate. Some people are less fortunate in health. They may be financially blessed, but unfortunate in health. We pray for them. There may be some who are emotionally less fortunate because of trauma that they went through. Let's pray for them. There may be some, which is the obvious, less fortunate financially. Let's pray for them. So we always have something and any group of people at any time to intercede for. There's always a situation that we can go to God on behalf of our brothers and or our sisters. So again, let's get back to it. It's the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. There are opportunities for us to be supporters of our sisters. And many times we sleep that opportunity. But we have an opportunity to be supportive for others. Let's be supportive of what they are carrying, okay? They don't have to carry a physical baby for you to be supportive. They don't have to carry a physical baby for you to help them deliver. Let's be supportive. When we looked at our Women's Month in the month of March of this year, we were looking at doing, you know, all kind of wonderful things for our month, you know, doing what we did for our month. When we look back at some of the wonderful and positive themes for our Women's Month, we saw last year, it was providing healing and promoting hope, providing healing and promoting hope. That was very, very, like, awesome. That's what we need. We need healing and we need hope. We need healing and we need hope. So that was powerful. And even though it was just for the month, it doesn't mean that we can't continue to provide healing and promote hope. And how about for earlier this year, celebrating women who tell our stories? We all have stories within us, all of us. We have stories that would just be amazing for people to read or for people to hear, telling and celebrating our stories. That's what it was all about. So when we talk about supporting a sister, we're talking about not just always agreeing with everything she's dealing with, but knowing how to support the things that she is dealing with. If she says, well, you know what, I don't want to take this route, you might not agree with the route that she wants to take, but if it seems it's going to work out better for her, then you say, okay, I don't necessarily agree with what you're doing, how you're doing this, but I'm going to be here for you. So that if she misses the mark and falls, you would be there to catch her, right? Right. So that's how we support. I had a situation today. A sister girl reached out to me with something she wanted to do. And to be honest with you, I am more practical than I need to be, really. I am practical to a fault. I'm not boasting or bragging about that. I work on that. So it is important for people who really know me or want to know me to know that when you first present something to me, I might not say yes right away because it's got to go through my processes. It's got to go through my processes. I want to support you. I want to be there to feed into what you're doing or to help you carry your load. But for some reason, it's got to go through my processors. And my greatest critic other than myself is my youngest daughter. And she will say always to me, you are just not impromptu enough. You know, you don't know how to be spontaneous, which I feel I do. I know how. But I just can't be spontaneous about everything. Some things have got to make sense to me. You have to make it make sense to me on the first glance. Now, after the first glance, after I think about it, figure out, well, how can I support her with this? How can I be a part of that? Sometimes I'll be a part. Sometimes I'll help you carry the load. Sometimes I'll just feed into what you're doing. You know, again, it's good that we know ourselves. Because I could say all day long, oh, I'm not like that. But the truth is, I am like that, and I'm working on that. Being practical is great, but not so practical where you're practical to a fault. And I'm guilty. So that's the situation. I'll wait on a concept. I'll wait, and I'll think on it. And I'll even pray on it because that's so important to me. But before I move, you know, certain things got to make sense to me. Certain atoms have got to be connecting. And while I'm doing all of that, people have moved on. It's so funny, but I got to get that part together. But to support a sister is very important to me. And while I was on my trip, I had this blessed opportunity to help this young single mother. Now, I did not know in my own strength that she was a young single mother. But it's the way the Lord moves, the Spirit moves, and invite me into people's situations that I don't have any other means of knowing. But while I'm there, I'm eating. I'm out of town. I'm eating. And, you know, when you're out of town, you try and spend your money wisely because, you know, you don't want to have to go somewhere and not be ready for it. You don't want to have to run out of cash and you still have to make it home, or you still have to eat. Well, here I am, sitting among my sister girls, who are also on the trip. Everybody go their separate ways, but at this point, we kind of came together, and it was like three of us. So we're sitting there, we're eating, and you know, this young girl is serving us. And I can't say anything other than I felt led to do it. So my meal was $19. All I had was a salad with some chicken on top, which was really, that salad was amazing. It was amazing. I ate every morsel of that salad. Well, anyway, my salad was $19. I literally asked this girl, the waitress, I said, so how much do you want your tip to be? Honestly, I have never asked anyone that question before. Probably never would again. I don't know. But I felt led to ask her that. I don't know. I guess I felt led she wasn't going to say anything crazy. But I said, how much do you want your tip to be? And I paused before I filled out the check. I mean, the receipt. You know, you got to fill that out, the tip part. And so I paused and I just looked at her. I said, how much do you want your tip to be? And she said, $15. And I said, okay. So I tipped her that amount of money. And she said, oh, my God, my baby needs some Pampers. She said, I'm a single mom. The dad's not in the picture. I can't get him to do anything for her. And she started running down her story. I said, baby, I don't want to get you in trouble, and I don't want to get you sad. Because she started showing that emotion and whatever. And she said, ma'am, I thank you so much. You just don't know what a blessing you are. She said, I have this job, and I run to another job. I'm just trying to make the ends meet. She said, but you really blessed me today, and I really, really needed it. Wow. I said, look at God. God is amazing. God is amazing. So I was glad to be there for her, even though I will never be able to point her out in a lineup. I may never cross paths with her again, but in that moment, the Lord sent me. Now, when I went over there, the two sisters, they were already sitting there eating. I was that last wheel. I came over and said, where are you guys? And they said, we're all across the street. Better. I said, okay, well, I'm coming over there. So they were already there, but I believe that I was sent over there for her. And even though that's not a whole lot of money, it was enough to do what she needed to get done on that night. It wasn't her pay night necessarily, but that was her tip night. So she was going to get that money to go and help with whatever bill she had at that time. So, and she said she needed diapers for her baby. That was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But we support each other. Have a heart, an open heart, open mind to be supportive, you know. And God will many times put up on your heart what you need to do. But then sometimes he lets you use your physical eyes and you see a need and you're able to feel that need and you're passing that way. Like you may see an elderly woman across the street. You're not going to say, oh, God didn't say help across the street. Come on now. Sometimes we've got to use our common sense. This lady could probably hardly see and she's trying to cross the street. You're going to say, well, God didn't tell me, so I'm just going to let her make her way on her own. That would be ludicrous. That means you have no heart. You would say, okay, ma'am, I know this is a busy intersection. Let me help you. Okay? That's what you would do. So you don't have to always wait until Holy Spirit impress upon you to do something good for somebody. You can see needs. You have eyes. He gave you those, right? You can see needs. Just like people are burning, a car could be on fire. You could pass by and say, oh, God didn't say go and help that person out that car. I would think because of the heart of Christ in us, we would say, oh, wait a minute. Let's try and break this glass. Let's try and get this person out this car. So we want to, of course, remember to support our sisters. Also, we want to be able to empower our sisters. If she's downtrodden, revive her. Revive her. Show her the blessing of her life. Show her the gifts or the talents God has given her. Show her that she is part of a royal priesthood if she's in Christ. And if she isn't, show her how to get to be a part of the body of Christ. Empower her. Tell her every promise in the book, the Bible, is hers. Help her to gain her confidence. Help her to tap into her motivation. Help her. Empower her. Tell her what she can do. Tell her what she is in Christ. empower her. So we want to support our sisters. We want to empower our sisters, right? We want to support our sisters, and we want to empower our sisters. We also want to enlighten our sisters. We want to enlighten our sisters. Make sure that when you get it, that you share it. Enlighten them. Let them know what's the 411. Let them know what's going down. Let them know what's available to them. Let them know that you can help them with A, B, or C. Enlighten them. Show them the information. Say, listen, this is what you need to know. This is a place you need to go. And this is the person you need to talk to. Enlighten your sisters. It's so important. This is Women Winning at Life, the Ministry to Marketplace. We win because men help us too. But we win because sisters definitely help us. Hey, be a sister who can support and who will empower and enlighten. Let's help each other. Let's be love to each other, not hate. Let's be a bridge to each other, not a stumbling block. Let's be a passageway to each other and not a wall. Let's be there for each other. I pray today that you have been encouraged. Don't forget to pray for the oppressed, pray for the unsaved, and pray for those who are trying to figure life out. Pray for those that they would get their answer and see their answer when it comes, so that they won't stay at crossroads, but they'll know the way to go. This is Loretta Petit. If you'd like to reach out and touch me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life. Thank you, Kimmy Kim. Love you, girl. Take good care, everybody. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Can I ask for? It's only you. You gave me love.